Okay.
So we're going to be focusing on Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil V'Shavin. It's Kuf Lamed Aleph on Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Gemara where the Gemara says that the exclusion that Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan is coming to exclude is tzitzis and mezuzah, right? It says Arvad bar Abba lamutei tzitzis l'talis and mezuzah l'pischoi, right? And the Gemara brings a brisa. Tanya nami hachi v'shavin shimtzayis talisoi v'asa mezuzah l'pischoi shuhu chayif. According to Reb Eliezer. Okay. And the Gemara says what the reason is why they're chayiv. So Tosfos starts off with Shavin Shemtzayis Talisoi. Tema. Tosfos has a question. Matzorach Tamuza. Why does the Gemara have to then have a whole discussion what the reason why Tzitzis and Mezuzah would not be potter and be mutter to do the machshirim on Shabbos? Ela mishum de eshkechan de rabbinu kra. It should just be because we cannot find any riboy that these two mitzvahs would have the machshirim be deich Shabbos. The chol enach, all the other examples that the Gemara brings, matzruchin and kra, come on. The Gemara needs a pasuk to teach us that the machshirim are deich Shabbos. The loigami hadadi, mahadadi. We cannot derive one from the other. So tzitzis and mezuzah, the Gemara doesn't bring any pasuk. Evidently, there is no pasuk. So if there's no pasuk, why do we have to say reasons why they're not deich Shabbos? It's they have no source. So Tosfos gives an answer. You can derive tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah. The my perches, what are you going to ask? Shekeinei hagis baleilois kiviyamim, that sukkah has its mitzvah exists by night and by day. Mezuzah naminai baleilois kiviyamim. Mezuzah, that we know, right? V'chein tzitzis, also tzitzis, the rabbanon, the pligi olei de rabbi shimon perkat chelas, v'leidarshi v'reisim oisoi prat l'ksus laila. So it's noig bein bayom bein balayla, according to his opinion. So we're starting Tosfos V'Shavin, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it yet.
No.
So Tosfos asks a question, now why does the Gemara need a reason why tzitzis and mezuzah do not have the halacha, the machshir mezuzah? This is a question that systems, being that system and don't have a pasuk, so all the things that are daicha, Gemara on our base brings psukim for. System and don't have a pasuk, and this pirchas why nothing can be learned out from one from the other. So the
chayla is not the
right. That's Tosfos kasha. So then Tosfos gives an answer that we will be able to derive tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah. Why? Tosfos says because you don't have a pircha that sukkah is noyag is belelu kiviyamim, because mezuzah is noyag belelu kiviyamim. And tzitzis also, there's an opinion in the Gemara, the Rabbanon, that says that tzitzis is noyag belelu. The loy darshi, v'reisim moisei prat l'ksus laila, ela prat l'ksus summa. Okay, so that's Tosfos. Now Tosfos goes on and says, now the other Rishonim, I think, bring this part of Tosfos, but they don't bring this, they don't elaborate like Tosfos is going to. Well, a high timer, the precious, and according to this reason that we explain, the mesukah yol, if the tzitzis and mezuzah would be able to be derived from sukkah, tzorach loymar, you have to say the tzitzis and mezuzah, the bachtzis and mezuzah, im over zmana batla. If the time passes, we have to consider that the mitzvah is batla, is nullified. The ilav hachi, if we don't say that, ikul mifrach, you can ask a pircha, what about sukkah, that if the time passes, the mitzvah is batal? Now, Tosfos The Gemara says the reason why Nila cannot be derived from any of the mitzvahs. The Gemara goes from Amid Beis to Amid Aleph. I don't know if you saw it. The Gemara says Shekenim Avaz Mana Batla. That Nila, being that all other mitzvahs are Avaz Mana Batla, but Nila is not Avaz Mana Batla. It goes on. You always give him a kind of mitzvah. So Taisa says that Tzitzis and Mezuzah, we're going to have to say it's Avaz Mana Batla. Because if we don't say Avaz Mana Batla, then we'll have a pircha that Sukkah is Avaz Mana Batla, and Mezuzah and Tzitzis is not Avaz Mana Batla. Okay? So now, Taisus makes, he says something that's a little bit misleading. Taisus says, the Mestaver, you're learning Taisus on Kuf Lamin Aleph, Lamin Aleph, Divya Maskul Vishavin. So Taisus asks a question that, that the Gemara seems to, Gemara says the Gemara has to find reasons why Tzitzis Mezuzah is not Deich HaShabbos. The Machshirim of Tzitzis Mezuzah is not Deich HaShabbos. And the Gemara comes up with reasons. So Tzitzis has a question that I don't need any reasons. In order for it to be Deich HaShabbos, it has to have a pasuk, like the Gemara, you know, elaborates on the base. Tzitzis Mezuzah doesn't have a pasuk. So I don't need to come up with any reasons. So Tzitzis says that Sukkah, that Tzitzis Mezuzah would be able to be learned out from Sukkah, just as Sukkah, the Machshir Madeich, so Tzitzis Mezuzah as well. And Taisus explains that the Pircha of Sukkah, that it's Noyeg B'Leilos Kiviyamim, it also, you have that Chumrah by Mezuzah, which is obviously, you know, Mezuzah is not totally in any time. And Sukkah as well is not Tzitzis as well, Taisus says that there's a mandama that says Tzitzis is noyeg bein bayom bein balayla misachus ben achus. So according to that mandama, you would be able to derive it from Sukkah. And now Taisus is going to address an issue that is not so clear. Taisus has a problem that the Gemara says on other bays that the reason why you cannot have mila derived from other mitzvahs is that because all the other mitzvahs are of azmana batla. But Mila, in Avaz Mana, if the time passes, it's not Batla. Okay. So now Taisus is going to have a question. Why is Sukkah or other mitzvahs Avaz Mana Batla? So the simple understanding is, the Rashba explains on Amud Beis, that Sukkah, even though you could do it, let's say you have the first day of Sukkah, even though you could do it tomorrow, but it has a limited time, 7 days. Okay? So now, if that's what Avaz Mana Batla means, Mezuzah and Tzitzis don't have that chasarim, because Mezuzah and Tzitzis is all year round. Okay? So now, Tosis, now, if that's what Avaz Mana Batla means, so then we're going to have a pircha that Mezuzah and Tzitzis cannot be derived from Sukkah, because Sukkah is limited for 7 days, and Tzitzis and Mezuzah is all year round. So Taisus explains the mistaver, the mila. Taisus is like 7 lines from the bottom, the first word in the line. The mistaver, the mila. It is probable to say that mila im avas mana loy batla, that we consider mila that if the time passes, it's not batla. Sheoisa mila atzma, that mitzvah of mila shehu mechayev b'shmini, that you're obligated on the 8th day. Hu oisa b'chi, he can do it on the 9th day. I'll prove it to you. Shemol b'shmini. Let's say you did a mila on the 8th day. Lo hayo chayzer umol b'chi. There would be no obligation to go and do mila again on the 9th day. Okay. Avol tzitzis u'mezuzah b'chol yoyim mechayiv behen. Every day he's obligated. Afilu kaimam hayoyim. Even if you fulfill the mitzvah today, chayiv lekaimam lemocha. You're obligated to fulfill it tomorrow. Hilkach kishavar hayoyim, when the day passed, v'loy asam mitzvah hayoyim, you did not do the mitzvah of the day, lo yikayim oid l'olam, you'll never be able to fulfill that mitzvah again. So Taisus is saying that by tzitzis and mezuzah, when you own a house and you're living there, or when you're wearing a bag of tzitzis, a baguette and you don't wear tzitzis, Every day, Tosfos uses the lashon. Every day that you don't fulfill the mitzvah, you could never repay. You could never do that mitzvah again. You're going to do the mitzvah tomorrow. That's tomorrow. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of yesterday has passed. But by Milo, Tosfos says that if you do it on the ninth day, so you did that same mitzvah that you were supposed to do on the eighth day. Okay.
In the Kiyum mitzvah itself, there's a separate thing of zman.
Meaning, lechatchila to do it on the eighth day, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, that you lost.
That you lost. Now, is that a special mitzvah, or is that lechatchila, the Torah says we want you to do it on the eighth day, but is that a separate mitzvah?
I think that's a chelik from the mitzvah.
Okay. So it's a chelik from the mitzvah. So let's say when I do it on the ninth day, let's say a person is you know, we're talking about he was negligent and he didn't do the mitzvah on the eighth day. What happens when it comes to Shemayim? What are they going to tell him?
Starting your mitzvah.
Zvizim
Akdimu Mitzvah.
Same mitzvah, you were Mekayim. It's not that.
Same mitzvah, you're Mekayim. Okay. And you're not too comfortable with
that. Definitely Mekayim the mitzvah. No Shabbat Mekayim the mitzvah. They're going to say to you, though, you're lacking a chesaron on the mitzvah. There's something.
Okay. Now, okay, fine. Well, okay. So L'chayra Taisus is saying that the mitzvah of Mila, whether it's today or tomorrow, it's one mitzvah, and whether you know, you want to say that he was over Zvizim Makdim L'mitzvahs, which every mitzvah has, okay? And the Torah says, we want you to start doing it from the eighth day and on. And for some reason, when you do it on Shabbos, only when it's on the eighth day, the Torah says it's Doicha. If you do it on the ninth day and on, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Which is a little bit, you know, strange. It seems like you're saying, it's a separate part of the mitzvah, maybe, that you're never going to be Mekayim. But by other mitzvahs, let's say tzitzis mezuzah every second, let's call it. Even if it's every day, every moment is another mitzvah. And if you don't do it today, that moment is gone forever. And whatever you do from now on is a new mitzvah. Okay. So this is tzitzis. Okay. The Rambam, I'll read to you. Okay, there's a Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. Let me get the Rambam.
He also compares sukkah.
What?
He also lumps in sukkah in there.
So sukkah the same thing. Is that every minute you're sitting in the sukkah, is that right? If you don't say the bracha, like we have like the brachas, like tzitzit, if you don't say the bracha when you put it on, you can say it, you know, you mishanish the tzitzit, and you can make a bracha by sukkah also. If you don't say the bracha when you first go in,
you eat something, whatever.
Right, but once you've mekayim the mitzvah brit, it's not shayach to do another chafetz chayim brit.
The
what?
So the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perak Alf Lachal Beis. So Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, "Ein Moilin Bonov Shaladam." A person does not mal. He does not circumcise the sons of a person Shlemidaita. He's not permitted. Elo Imkein Ovar V'Nimna L'Moilo. If the father violated and he did not do Mila, Shebezdin Moilin Oisei Bal Kochi. Bezdin goes and mals his child against his will. Nisalim Ibezdin, okay, let's say he becomes, so just to recap, Taisus, I don't know if you saw Taisus Vishavin, okay, so Taisus says that, Taisus makes a differentiation between Sukkah and Mila, that Taisus says that that between Mila and Tzitzis and Mezuzah, that Mila there's no other man of basla. That even if you don't do it on the eighth day, you do it on the ninth day, the same mitzvah that you did on the eighth day, you're going to do again on the ninth day. Hashem, it's tzitzis and mezuzah, a person will fulfill on the every second or every day is another mitzvah, and therefore if you didn't do it today, that's lost. Okay, so it seems from Tosfos that be'etzim, if somebody is negligent and does not do the mitzvah of milah on the eighth day, he didn't really, you know, maybe he was over lechatchila of zvitzim makdim lemitzvah or some kiyum in biyom hashmini, but nothing more than that, but not that he was mevatel any mitzvah. Right. So the Rambam in Hilchas Milah Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Ein Moilim Bonav Shaladim Shlomi Daitoi, Elim Kain Ova V'Nimna LeMoiloi." Only if he violated and he was not able, only if he was negligent and he did not mal. Shebezin Molinoi Sebalkorfi Nisalami Bezin. Let's say it became hidden from Bezin V'Leimoloi, saying they did not mal him. Kishiyagdil, when he gets older, hu chayiv lamalas atzmi, he's obligated to mal himself. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, shiyavar alav, that will pass, mishiyagdil, v'lo yamalas atzmi, harei hu mevatel mitzvah saseh. He is mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Aval enay chayiv kores, but he's not chayiv kores, ad shiyamus, until he dies, v'hu orel b'mezit. Okay? Now, and the Ravid, over here is Masik, and he says that's not true. He says v'chol yoyim be'issakaris. Every day he's standing and he's over an issakaris. A simple understanding. Now the Rambam for some reason differentiates between the isser and the karis. Okay, there's a discussion in the Kesef Mishnah why it's like that and other achronim. But the Rambam seems to say, at least by the son himself, the ben himself, that if he's over, if he does not do the mitzvah, kol yoyim v'yoyim, he is being mevatel mitzvah saseh. Okay, and it would appear that the Rambam is not agreeing with Tosfos from our sugi over here.
Is the Rambam talking about the father? Or
no, the Rambam is talking about the son. So the Achronim will see differentiate between the father and the son. Okay. However, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, okay, then the last, I think it's the last mission in this parak. I'll just quote to you quickly. The Rambam says, I just want to say, this topic that we're going through has been written extensively by many of the Achronim, and we'll see that there was a big controversy in the early 1900s with all the Paiskim about this, a lot of these Svaras, you know, and a lot of things are written already. But, you know, just to go over it and maybe to add a little bit, you know. So the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, in the last Mishnah, the Rambam says in middle, he says, "Umamash ani chayav la'askircha b'kan," I have to inform you, "Sha'adam kisha'avar v'loy molas b'noy o yilid b'esoy, v'chas alav b'yoyim haches," and he does not, you know, he does not do the meal on the eighth day. Over al mitzvah say gedoyla v'chamura ki ein b'kol ha-mitzvahs kamoyo lo yitochim lo oylam l'shalim zeis ha-mitzvah. There's no way of paying it back. Avol zeh ha-oven kosher yoyser m'misha over alov chag ha-sukos. It's more stringent than somebody that does not sin in the sukkah. Lo yosha sukkah oy leil pesach lo yochol matzah v'fi shezeh acha shiyova yoyim ches l'milo. He's not exempt from this mitzvah. He's obligated to mal himself constantly. He has been over mitzvah say that the time has come. Okay? Now, the Rambam over here, he says it even by the, he talks about the father or a master that owns an eved. He doesn't differentiate like some Achrenim are going to say that the Rambam only says this only by the ben himself and not by the father. Okay, and what the difference would be, we'll try to explain later why there could be a difference. But in Pirush HaMishnayos, clearly, he doesn't differentiate. Okay. So, I'm going to go off a little bit and just, I mean, a lot of this stuff, you know, everybody could read in you know, just tell you the Svarim. It's beautiful and it's easy to read, a lot of these, you know, ideas. But, you know, let's do it best we could. So the Rambam, Emet Hashem, you're going to be learning on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, okay? There's a whole sugya of, you're going to learn that there's going to be two, there are going to be parts of the skin that are ma'akiv the mila. It's called tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, and then there are parts of the skin that are not ma'akiv the mila, okay? And there's a whole sugya, and the Gemara, the sugya appears to hold that the only time you're not obligated or you're not allowed to go and take off the tzitzin, the skin that's not ma'akiv, is only on Shabbos. And that's Rashi Shita, and the Torah Shita. The Rambam Shita is, the Rambam holds that even on, I'll read to you the Rambam, it's Perek Beis Halacha Dalit, the Rambam says, Hamol calls man she'osik b'mila, when somebody mouths himself, as long as he's involved in the mitzvah of mila, choizer, he returns, bein al tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, bein al tzitzin she'ma'akvin. Pireish, but if let's say he finished al tzitzin ha-ma'akvin choizer, only on this, on the part of the mila that's ma'akev, that he goes back to. Val tzitzin she'ma'akvin ene choizer. Okay?
Even during the week.
So the Ketzes Mishnah tries to possibly say, the Rambam says, even during the week, but the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch, I think when he quotes it, the Rambam Shita is that even during the week. So the Beis HaLevi, the famous Beis HaLevi, in Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Zayin. So, besides the Lamdus that comes from the Rambam and this in Machlokes Rambam and Tor, there's need to explain the Gemara. The Gemara seems, when you learn the Gemara, Mat Hashem, you'll see, it seems to go like the Torah, the Pashtus. But the Shagat Aryeh and the Beis HaLevi, they explain the Rambam that, you know, it's not really a Kasha. But basically, what the Beis HaLevi explains according to the Rambam, he says that the Rambam Shita is that all that the mitzvah of Mila is doing the action of doing the, you know, the Maisa Mila. And afterwards, there's no mitzvah at all. So he explains that if that's correct, there's no inyan to go and if you do a mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Right? He gives an example. He says he always had a suffix. He says, let's say this is very common. You shake your lulav, right? And you were definitely yotzei. You had a kosher lulav, but then you decide, you go and you see the guy in shul that has a nicer lulav. You want to go shake it because you want to be mahadin mitzvahs. So he says, there's no inyan at all. He says, here the mitzvah is only when you're doing the mitzvah, so you're meisif, you beautify the mitzvah. But if you were yotzei the mitzvah already, there's no inyan to be mahadir in the mitzvah. So he says, the Rambam holds that all that the mitzvah of mila is just doing the mila. Once you have finished the mila, there's no inyan anymore to beautify the mitzvah. He says, Masha Enkein, he says, the Torah holds that, I'll just read to you, I say it correctly. He says, Dilamavad Maisa Atma Shalamila, besides the actual Maisa of the Mila, the Hainu Chatichasa Orla, is cutting off the Orla, the Havi Mitzvah, Oid Zois Nimshachas Hiloilam, the Mitzvah continues on forever. The Sphere lay that the Torah holds that mitzvah have ala Yisrael shiyu nimoylem, that a yid should be gemalt. Ukamay shekosev, like it says in the pasuk, v'hoya berisi b'vsarchem l'vris oylem. And he says, makes another statement. He says, v'chein ha'av shiyesh loy ben ad shiyigdal ha'ben, until the son, you know, becomes a gadol, nimshaches alav ha'mitzvah, the mitzvah continues. The ikra mitzvah kol echad Yisrael, the chol ben shi'eloi. The mitzvah is that any Yisrael that has a son, yia nimo, his son should be nimo. Umishum hachi svir leila tor, the afal gav de piresh, even though you finished the mitzvah, okay, he's habe haschola achrita, and it's considered a new action. Mikomakim shayach hisnol ufan of the mitzvahs, because you're still being a kind of mitzvah. You're being a kind of mitzvah, and when the son gets older, he's being a kind of mitzvah. Constantly, he's being a kind of mitzvah. And then he explains, he explains how in the Gemara it fits in. Now, and then he goes on, and there's a famous, it's called Marach Ezeruah, one of the Rishonim, he brought a riot to this idea. The Gemara in Menachah says that by David HaMelech, he was in the Beis HaMerchot, and then he couldn't find any mitzvahs, and he found the Bris Milah. So the Marach Ezeruah brings a riot. You see that the mitzvah continues, because if the mitzvah was done already, so what did he accomplish? But then he brings another riot. He says like this. The Ramah sheet is like this. If somebody does Mila Balayla, the Ramah says, you have to do Hatafas Dambris. Okay? You'll see these ideas a little bit later on in the parak. You'll have to like give a prick to do some action of it. So because when it was done Balayla, it was not good. But the Ramah says, but if you do it by on the seventh day, on the fifth day, let's say you do the Mila early, says Ramah, it's fine. And the Shach and all the Achrenim, they Ashag Esariyeh, and they go and they attack him and they have to do all the Akashas. But one of the Akashas that Ashag Esariyeh has is that the Gemara, later on, the last Mishnah, one of the last Mishnahs in the Perek, the Gemara says, has a case where somebody has two children and one of the children had to have a meal on Shabbos and one had a meal either on Sunday or on Friday. So if the Mila was on Friday, if the Mila was supposed to be on Sunday for the other kid, so that's called Tavid Var Mitzvah V'loyo Asa Mitzvah. And according to one Mandoma, according to all the Tanoim, he would be Chayiv. So the Shagasari asks the Kasha on the Ramah, if the Mitzvah of Mila is your Mekayim the Mitzvah before the time, so who cares if you do the Mila on Shabbos before Sunday, but it's us a mitzvah, because you hold that if you do the mitzvah, if you do Mila on the seventh day, you fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, so the Beis Halevi says the pshat is the answer to the question is that very simple. Avada, he didn't do a mitzvah. He didn't do the Maisa mitzvah was not done on Shabbos because it was Kedem Zman. It was the seventh day. However, when the eighth day comes, Ramah says, and he's already circumcised, so the son will constantly be you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of being a circumcised Jew, okay? But avada the ma'isa mitzvah that's done earlier, that action is not considered a ma'isa mitzvah, and he's not fulfilling a mitzvah. So he says that according to Ramah, you have to say that this idea that the mitzvah continues on even after you actually do the milah.
So why is it no good?
So why is night different? That's a good question. Why for some reason night is considered worse of Shalei Bismanai, is more considered a ma'aseh b'psul than on the seventh day, which if you had guessed, it would be the opposite most probably. If it's after the eighth day, it's just by night, you know, so you did it by night, you know. So, but koydim shmini, like who would think that that it would be kosher, right? But that's a you have to know exactly where the Ramah gets that Lila would be b'yotze b'diavad. That Lila is worse than b'shmini. I think the Shagas Ari Taka holds that Lila is better than shmini. Okay. Right. Fine. Now, just to note, the Achrenim are not so impressed with this raya, and they say that it's very possible that the mitzvah does not continue, but the mitzvah is, you're mekayim the mitzvah by having your son gemalt, but it doesn't mean that it's constantly happening. So when the eighth day comes and he is already circumcised, so he's gemalt, but that doesn't mean that there's a constant mitzvah that's occurring.
Okay.
But,
you don't get a mouth of right now.
Right. Very good. Right. All of us. Right? But, that's what the Beis Halevi, he wants to bring a raya from the Ramah. So now the Beis Halevi asks the question, what does the Torah do with our Gemara? Tosis explained that the mitzvah of, there's a difference between the mitzvah of Mila and Sittus and Mezuzah. Tzitzis and mezuzah is a constant mitzvah, and every time you're not mekayim the mitzvah, that mitzvah is lost. So that's why it's considered of a zman of batla, and therefore you could learn it out from sukkah. Ma'asein kein mila, we consider it as of loy. It's not of a zman of batla because you had one mitzvah. So how does the Torah learn our Gemara, l'chayra, even mila should be considered of a zman of batla? Okay, so that's the base of Levi's kasha on this Psalm of the Torah. Okay, well, I'd like to get back to it, but I just want to go on to another topic. I mean, the base of Levi, for some reason, he clearly does not doesn't deal with the fact the Rambam seems to say that every time a person does not have a mila, he's over kol yoyim v'yoyim. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says kol rega v'rega. And even if you want to say that there's a difference between the father and the son, clearly the Salevi does not make these differentiations. So I don't know, L'chayra, what does the Beis Halevi do with this Rambam over here, which he's saying the Rambam holds that there's one mitzvah of doing the milah. That's why if you go, there's no inyan of going back, right? If you're piresh, you're not chayzer. The Rambam Shita is not like the Torah, that the mitzvah is just doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. So why is it that if somebody doesn't do milah, why is he over kol yoyim v'yoyim? B'chayra, the pshat, why are you over kol yoyim v'yoyim? Meaning every moment is another mitzvah, like tzitzis and mezuzah. The person has to have milah, and if he doesn't do milah, he's over kol rega v'rega. Or a father has to have a son that has milah. So if that's correct, so then even according to the Rambam, you should be able to be chayzer on the tzitzin shema achrin.
Why? Once he did the mitzvah already, he doesn't fall into that category. He's not over already.
No, but why is he over? What does over kol yoyim v'yoyim mean? So that's the question.
Not ma'akeh, though.
Okay.
So that means he did the mitzvah. He completed the mitzvah.
But what does over kol yoyim v'yoyim mean? It means that you're still obligated, or over kol yoyim means is that you're constantly mechuyif. Like, Tosis is lost and bite.
Once you reach the stage where it's not sitting at Shem Achen, then you can't say Mechuyiv anymore. There's no Chiyiv. Even if you hold it, the Rambam holds it, there's a Chiyiv every second or every day.
So
once you reach the stage of sitting at Shem Achen, you have no Chiyiv.
Okay, now, okay.
You still would have the Chiyiv there, right?
That's fine, but that's not a Chiyiv.
Okay. What does it mean, over kol yoyim v'yoyim? Because why? Because I have to do the Maisa Mitzvah?
No, not necessarily. It has to happen. It has to be Gemal.
So now, even Maisa Mitzvah Gemal. But if, do you see that it's a hechach to say that really you're fulfilling a mitzvah by being Gemal every moment? And if you're not, you're constantly being over this Issa.
I don't know why it's totally the Zer.
Okay. Because then why is it... Why is it kol yoyim v'yoyim? Why is it, I have a mitzvah, I have not fulfilled, and I have this chiyuv that I have not fulfilled the obligation.
Right.
And it's an interesting chiyuv that the Torah gives me my whole lifetime to fulfill that mitzvah. But do I use a lashon kol yoyim v'yoyim on such a mitzvah?
See the Sefer Torah, right? I have a mitzvah in my lifetime to write a Sefer Torah. So every day I don't write a Sefer Torah. I'm not over on the other. That's what you're trying to say.
L'chayra or not. L'chayra or
not. Because yesterday I didn't write
when the we're going to see the Gemara says that when somebody's over Baal Ta'acha, right? The Gemara says, if let's say he didn't bring his carbon after three regalim, so the Gemara says, it's over kol yoyim v'yoyim. What's the chiddush kol yoyim v'yoyim? The chiddush is that, l'chayra, that every moment the person postpones his bringing, he's over another Isser, l'chayra. Why does it say yoyim v'yoyim is a question? Okay? But l'chayra, I'll be pashtus, the kol yoyim v'yoyim is connected to the idea that the mitzvah of mila is being gemalt and you could be constantly fulfilling it. We're going to see. I'm going to, you know, okay, look, there's going to be somebody who's going to say a pshat that the Rambam, when he says kol yoyim v'yoyim, means he's still mechuyev like you. Meaning, la'fukei, after the eighth day, maybe you think, I don't have to do the mitzvah anymore, I'm still mechuyev.
Right.
But why do I have to use the lashon of yoyim v'yoyim?
Right.
Or kol rega verega, the Rambam Pishma Shnayim says. If that's correct, so then what does the Beis Halevi, I mean, so the Rambam clearly does not hold like a Torah in the idea of the mitzvah. It's on
the,
meaning that the mitzvah is kol rega verega, and you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Just as you're over, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. I'm just throwing out an idea.
Just because I didn't do the mitzvah, I'm
over,
doesn't mean that if I do the mitzvah, I'm
being mekayem. But what does it mean I'm over koyon v'yon? My only way, simply, of understanding means is that every second, I'm over a new isser, a new mitzvah. I was mevatel. I could have been mekayem mitzvah. Right. Now, if there's only one mitzvah and I just postponed it, I wouldn't call it I'm over every day in a mitzvah.
In my mind.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
I'm going to show you.
So let me ask
that Rabbi Soponovich is going to say that it's not.
We'll see where we're holding right now. If eventually he's supposed to do the bris on Tuesday, if he does the bris on Friday, was he chayav karis on Tuesday and Wednesday?
Okay. So for some reason, the Rambam says he's not chayav karis until only when he dies.
Only when he dies.
According to the Rabbi, it's clear, right. According to the Rabbi, right. And what happens afterwards? Exactly, he does a mitzvah, and somehow he won't get a chorus, but it's some type of thing is happening. Okay, it's a very hard to, you know, what's the machlokes here. I'll just read to you the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah, okay, which clearly does not learn the Rambam like the way I'm understanding it. But he says, it's like a few lines in. V'das Rabbeinu, just listen. She'ena mitzchayev koris lomus b'kitzur shonim lefi shaloi over adayin ala mitzvah. She'arei biyodei lomu latzmo yachi yomus. V'hu orel b'mezit v'os yitzchayev koris l'nefesh. She'adayin lefi shaloi over adayin ala mitzvah. I mean, how he's saying it is like how you understand the Rambam. Okay? But I mean, I just thought, so why have to say kol yom v'yom for? I mean, it's... Okay. Now, just to bring up another... this was a great controversy. There was a shiloh where somebody had... It was brought out in the place, and evidently it happened. It was a shiloh like this, that somebody had two bris milas on one day. One was a mila bismana. Okay, one was a Mila Shalai Bismana. Let's say he had a child that was sick for a long time and wasn't able to do Mila. So, which Mila comes Yom HaShmini of the second child, and now he gets the mail to come to the shtetl, and he's going to do Mila. So the question is, which Mila are you going to do first? Okay, this was So, the Achronim, there was Achronim that said that you do the Mila Bismana first, because Mila Bismana is more chashiv, it's either it's more tadir, such along this. There's different ideas, more mukudish, because you're doing it more v'chatchila. So some of the Paiskin said to do it the Mila Bismana first. The Dvar Avram, who was the Kovner Rav, he was somehow related to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, big guy. And he wanted to come up. He wanted to say no. He wanted to say you do a mila shaloi bezmana first. He said why? He says because of the Rambam that we just saw. He says the Rambam seems to say that every day you don't do the mitzvah of mila, you're mevatel the mitzvah say of mila. He says yoyim v'yoyim is lav dafka. It really means kol rega v'rega. Okay, it means every second. And clearly Tosfos uses the same lashon in our Tosfos by tzitzis and mezuzah, and I don't think anybody's going to say that by tzitzis and mezuzah there's any idea of day. About the kol rega v'rega, a person has to have his beggar with tzitzis or his house with mezuzah. It's not a din in the yoyim. So yoyim v'yoyim he wants to say is lav dafka. So therefore, if the father has a mitzvah of mila, so like this, on the eighth day of the second mila, the reason makdim l'mitzvah is do it right away. But on the first, on the child that shloi bismana, He's violating a mitzvah korega verega as long as he can fulfill the mitzvah. So he wants to say that Avadi should do a milah shaloi bismana first. And he brings a raya from our Rambam. And is any
he would say that the mitzvah of his mano would not be over that mitzvah until the end of that day.
Right. That's clearly. That's clear.
That
the Gemara Mitzvachim says you do Yom HaShmini right away because only Zizim Magdim Lemitzvah. You have that day, Yom HaShmini.
Start kicking in to be every second until
right.
After
for some reason, right? Okay? So you want to say L'chayra, I mean, Ikar Hadin, you should be Mechuyiv. And he wants to say that if, let's say, a person has a milah shloi bezmana, he should be mechuyev to do the milah as soon as possible. He shouldn't wait until the guests come. All right? Until the whole party, everybody's ready to eat the fancy meal. He says, ulefizeh, yesh lezor b'milah shloi bezmana shloi l'achu klal, elolomu miyad shenira l'milah. V'chein ani rogel lezor b'voy maise liyadi. It's also, you know, old story. Until the guests come. Okay. So this was his.
No, there's a reason that he's knocking out on the zmana. It's almost like the mist doesn't start. I mean, the thing, a very yellow, right? It doesn't start.
No, but his case was where the model didn't come.
Well,
no, even that. So when he's fit to do it, so then now he's no excuses anymore.
Wow.
No excuses.
Right. So even if today is the first day, he could have possibly had
it.
It's not the same as the eighth day.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
That's what he wanted to say. Now he, the chelik beis over here, he got such letters back. It's four true is a chelik beis. They were all different svaras why the Rambam is yoyim v'yoyim dafka. All different ideas. And at the end, he was very like, you know, over here, very confident. At the end of the tshuvas, later on, after he, you know, Simon Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and his Chelik Beis is all about, he's trying to answer up all his chaverim that wrote letters to him. He writes at the end, since everybody, all my friends are attacking me and arguing with me, I take back my psak. I just don't feel, you know, confident anymore to Paskin, okay? But I still think what I think, you know? So he brings the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, which we read, okay? So, now the Zeicha Yitzchak, which is Rabbi Tzolpanovich, I think they have one here, could be a Shulvitz one. He has a letter to his Dvar Avraham. It's not printed in the Dvar Avraham. He writes a letter where he argues, and he wants to say, like you initially want to say, that the Rambam only said it only by the Av, only by the Ben, but not by the Av. Okay? Not by the Father. Okay? And therefore, this Isser Kol Rega Verega is only by a Gadol or Yisrael, where he could mal himself. He has to be gemal, but the Father is only obligated to do the action by the Mila itself. But then he says, you see the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. And then basically, my understanding from what he's saying is, he minimizes this whole Rambam. And he says the Rambam means like how you wanted to say, and how to catch his Mishnah's Mashma, that really Yom V'Yom doesn't mean a new mitzvah. It just means that he's still obligated to do the mitzvah. La Fuke, that only Yom HaShmini Yom Mechuyev to do it. Which is very hard to, you know. Fine. Now, I just want to, before we get back to, I just want to show you interesting Magen Avraham. There's two Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tov Mem Dalet Sif Zayin. So the halach is Mechav brings down Ha'hoylech b'yoyim arba osu l'dvar mitzvah. If somebody goes on the 14th day for mitzvah, k'goyim l'omulas b'noyim, it's a mishnah m'sachem, oy lechoyl sudas erisin b'beis chomot, go to chasana, v'niska sheyesh l'chomot b'beisoy, and he remembers that he has chomot in his house, im yuchalachzo l'beisoy, if he's able to go back to his house, u'levayer, v'lachzor l'mitzvaso and go back to his mitzvah yachzor v'yivar v'mlav yivatlenu b'liboy. He should be mevatelit in his heart, meaning he should do bittul. Okay. Now the Magen Avraham says this is a lashon of the Rambam. He says why yivatlenu b'liboy? It's v'makom mitzvah ukmu adaraisa. B'makom mitzvah Chazal said you don't have to do bdika or beer, you could just do bittul. Umashma says Magen Avraham, the imhu mitchila shavav, if it's in the beginning of the sixth hour, ulamailan on the ene bishu se levatel, he cannot anymore be mevatel. Bittul only works before it's aser bahana. Okay, yachzom yad, he should go back home right away and get rid of the chametz from his house. V'chein mashma b'Rambam. Mishum the hayase v'hayase, the mitzvah of tashbisu is a mitzvah say, v'hayase is a milo, let's say, v'ase the tashbisu chomir, the mitzvah asase of tashbisu is more stringent. The shekol shaita over olov, every moment he is over. Masha enkein b'milo ve'enach mila and other mitzvahs. Okay. Now. Just a nice story tidbit. The Machzis HaShekel, he asks like this. He asks, on the Magen Avraham, he says, Lo Yavanti, I don't understand the Magen Avraham, Hagam Mila Afilo Shaloi Bezmano, Kol Shaita Oiver. Now, the Dvar Avraham, when he brings this Machzis HaShekel for something else, he says, he asks a question on this Magen Avraham, I don't understand, Gam Mila Afilo Shaloi Bezmano, even Shaloi Bezmano, Kol Shaita Oiver. It's mashma from the Machzis HaShekel that a mila b'zmana is definitely kol shaita over, right? But mila shloi b'zmana is also called shaita over, which is l'chor rapela. Ukamash HaKosav, Magen Avraham, Le'il, Tzimun Reish, Memtev, Sifkot, and Hei. The Mahai time of Mutal Asoi, Sudas, Mila Shloi B'zmana, Berev Shabbos, the Havi Zmana Kavua. Okay? And in case of Chekos HaKamon, Tzimun Tovkuf Samachas, we'll see what that means. Okay? So the question is, l'chayr mila, and we see it meforish in the Rambam, definitely a mila shloi b'zmana, he's oiva kol rega v'rega. So how could the Rambam say that? How could the Magen Avraham say that tashbisu is kol rega v'rega, but mila is not kol rega v'rega? So he says a big chiddush that everybody gets excited about. U'l'chayr lo olo beruchi nihu. The Ganim of a Yom Ches, I have this idea that even if the eighth day is passed, Hachiv al Sha'alaav l'moiloi mikomakim ein chiv daraisa. Chiddush nifla. That only the father is only mechuyv to malis son only on the eighth day. If it's after the eighth day, there's no mitzvah of mila anymore.
Only mitzvah
d'rabban. If I recall. There's a Rashi on Amud Beis. One second. Oh, Rashi, I'm sorry. Rashi on Kuf Amud Beis. Amud Beis. Rashi says the remarkable Beinani Kegoyin Shloi Bezmana VeLav Baroinchin VeAviv Metzuva Lav Nafkula Mihim Olachem Kol Zoch. Okay, Rashi is Mefurish, the Achoinim, I think, bring this down. Could be it's Maratzchias or somebody, or Rashash, if I recall. He brings down Mefurish, Rashi, not like this. And a lot of, there's a Yad Melech, I think, that says that, oh, and I'm sorry, he brings it down, and he goes just, you know, in Yonah Diyoyim, our week's Pashas Vayera, he says, V'abekdushin davchav teselfino, and da'avchai v'lomul b'noim v'niksiv, v'yom al Avram is Yitzchok b'noi, kashitzivoy selikim, Avram mal Yitzchok b'yoyim ches. We only see it was only on the eighth day that there was a mitzvah. Okay. So the Machzis HaShekel wants to say this big chiddush, that there's no chiyuv to be mal your son, at least midaraisa after the eighth day. And that's the pshat in the Magen Avraham.
What about the Gemara?
So there's a piece from Chaim Brisk Chedushi Agra in the stencil, but he brings a smug in Avram, and he wants to say Shadim is like the Zecher Yitzchak also, that only on the Chiyuv Korega Varega is only for the son, not for the father. And that's Shadim Magen Avram. Okay? However, the Magen Avram in Simin Tov Kuf Samech Ches one of the mefarshim on that Rashi, you know, brings the Machlo Shekel, I think. So they all, because it's somebody else, Yad HaMelech, an early Achron said this, and you know, one of the Achronim had the long, you know, how could I say such a thing? The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tainis, the Machlo Shekel mentions what he says, but he says something very interesting. He quotes Tosfos in Ma'id Katan. Tosfos in Ma'id Katan says, Mila. Mutala soitsa b'cholamayit. Milo yalad, the sudas milo yalad to make on cholamayit. Kivan shizmana kavua. Since the time is set. Ein levatel ze mipnei ze. Abel sudas pigin aben tzarechin. Says Taisus. But ein loymar hazmana kavua. Yonse pigin aben zmana kavua. Why? Tenech bizmana. That's only good when it's a milo, when it's a pigin aben bizmana. Shaloi bizmana hech yehei mutter. To do a pidyon aben shloi bizmana. The kasha frek the magen avram on teisvis haloi matinu gam kemila shloi bizmana. Why isn't teisvis bothered with mila shloi bizmana? El al korchok mila apal pisha of bizmana kol shaita v'shaita zmanu the osu laamid oro. Avu pidyon aben kiman shover zmanoi yechaylon etchoysoi yoisa. So this lechayra is a theory of Magen Avraham. By over here in Hilchos Tainis, he says that kol yoyim v'yoyim lechayra yoyver, and in Hilchos Pesach he says that only tashbis is like that. Now, simple, very very, you know, it's called a balabatshi answer. The Magen Avraham is in Taisus in Hilchos Pesach, and over here is in Taisus, is in the Rambam, and here is in Taisus. But what's ironic is that in our Tosfos in Shabbos, clearly it seems to say that the mitzvah of Mila is not called Rega Verega. It's only the mitzvah of Mila, Maisa Mila, and that's it. And in Tosfos in Ma'akot, the Magen Avraham is saying it's called Rega Verega.
Okay, but again, Baal Batish is very simple. In Pesach, he's talking about the father. And over here, he's talking
about... Also the father, who is he talking about? Making Mila Shloi Bizman, he's talking about his father as well. I mean, L'chayr, we're talking about his father as well. I mean, he doesn't differentiate. He's not talking about when he gets older.
In Pesach, he's for sure talking about the father.
Right.
Over here, you could say...
Right, but he's not splitting if he's 13, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. L'chayr is talking about... So, I'm just saying, it's fascinating that here in Tosfos, he's saying it's called Rega Verega, the mitzvah. Our Tosfos clearly seems to say, at least regarding the father... Right, it's not kol rega v'rega, right? The mitzvah of Mila. And in the Rambam, where he says mefurish kol yoyim v'yoyim, but in Hilchos Pesach, he's saying it's not kol rega v'rega.
Well, here we're talking specifically the father also, right? Because we're talking about
yes,
being
right.
For Shabbos.
Here
in
Shabbos.
In
Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's a contra. I'm just saying that it's a little bit. Strange that if I would guess, Tosfos definitely holds it's not kol rega v'rega, and the Rambam holds it is kol rega v'rega. I'm just a Torah tidbit. The Magen Avraham seems to be saying in the Rambam it's not, and in Tosfos it is.
Okay, he's learning the Rambam like you get Michelin that Bandasa kol yom v'yom
l'chayra,
and after that says kol yom v'yom
but
after.
But I'm just saying it's like you're entitled to ask his theory in Tosfos. I mean, you might say too bad, you know, but you're entitled to ask, and it's just, you know, you think Tosfos for sure, you know, would not.
Right,
right, right, right. Right. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna. I have to.
Leave
hanging with that? Yeah, leave it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to.
Continue.
We continue. Hashem, whenever you want. I mean, just this week, I have to promise. Okay. You know. You do it again. You know what?
Record it and then you'll. Yeah.
Whatever you want. Okay. Do it again. Do something else. Come on. Yeah.
Take it off. Thank you.